Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Kilayim Daf Tesvov in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Halacha Gimel. We're starting two lines on the top. The Gemara just brought us a svar. The Gemara had a question in the previous Daf. On one hand, we know that Yeshua Bin Nun gave a takana on Eretz Yisrael that if you see a field of tilton and there is grass growing there, you cannot take the grass because the owner is interested in the grass. Said the Gemara, if you're interested in the grass, you have your problem of kilayim. Answered the Gemara, he's interested in the grass only once it's cut off, not once it's connected. That's what we ended the svara in the previous daf, the first two lines of this daf. The Gemara said, "Reitzehu b'hem ki'ilu akurim umunochim lefonov." He wants it cut off out of the ground, and that's why it's something that he's interested in, not when it's connected. And if it's connected, he's not interested in. That's why it's not kilayim. But somebody else cannot take it. Says Gomeato, now, Motso Kilayim Bakerim, if a person goes and finds Kilayim growing in a vineyard, the din is that you can take out the Kilayim. Why can you take it out and take it to yourself? You are Surim Shum Gezel. Should be also a problem with Gezel. Shur writes Abayim Kilah Kurim Umunochim Lafarav. The owner who has a vineyard, that there's Kilayim growing there, yeah, he does not want the Kilayim to grow there, but he doesn't want somebody else to take it. He wants it just to be cut off, and he will take the part which is cut off to himself. He doesn't want someone else to take it. Say the same svara. So the Gemara, "Abiyu Yisulam Ken, Ela Shebasayfu Roitze Bahem Kilo Kurim Umunochim Lafanov." Meaning, while it's connected to the ground, he's not interested in them at all, and therefore someone can take it. But once someone cut it off, so only then he's interested in having them. So the Gemara at this stage understands that there's a difference. But Yeshua Bin Nun, he said, if you cut it off, so then you can't take it because from now on, the owner wants the piece that was, the grass that was connected. But by Kilayim Bakarim, the person could go and take it because while it's connected, the owner doesn't want it. So the Gemara says, why should there be any difference? Ask the Gemara. Me'ato motzo kilayim bekerim. The same story with kilayim bekerim. You osurim mishum gezel shebasayfer roitzo behem kilu akurim machim umenach nefonav. Yeah, he doesn't wonder why it's connected, but when it's not, when it's disconnected from the ground, when you have kilayim that was cut off from the ground, now the owner wants it. The same story you have by Yeshua. Why should be a difference? Says the Gemara, kan yesh lo imi lahachnis, the kan ein lo imi lahachnis. Says the Gemara, there's a difference when you have grass growing with tilton. There is what to do with it. Because he could take the grass together with the tilton and give it to his animal to eat. But when you have a vineyard that has kilayim growing in it, what is he going to do with it? This is not a cell that you put together, the grapes together with the seeds. The grapes, you have to make wine out of it. The seeds, you make something else out of it. You can use it together. So it's very hard for someone to come and take the grapes and the seeds and then separate them, take the seeds to one part and the grapes to another part. It's something that it's not really so beneficial. So therefore, the owner says, you know what? If I have kilayim bakerim, I just prefer someone to cut it off and take it to himself instead of leaving that in my field, even though it's not connected, because it's very difficult for me to come and be mevar it, to come and separate it. Different than the tilton, which you just give the tilton together with the grass to the animals in one shot. Says the Gemara, Nachum Amano, boy, he has a question. Think to yourself. What happens right next to the vineyard? There's a field of tilton. So he does have where to put it together. Meaning these seeds that he has, it's not going to be a small part that he has to mevar. Because by taking the seeds out, he can connect it, he can combine it together with the tilton and give it to the animal. In other words, there is a scenario, that's according to Rav Chaim Pshat, there is a scenario where you could have a use of the seeds in the vineyard. You'll take the seeds and put together the tilton. So then you want to tell me that the person who was going next to the vineyard should cannot take away the kilayim? We never found such a thing. According to Rav Chaim, the Gemara stays here with a question. Says the Gemara, Milsayu derabonon pligin. Well, we said that a person does want to have grass together with tilton. Rabbanon arguing that. Tomar zreikim shem de beis ravanai. Kol asvichim asurim chutz min oilim besod de bur. Any vegetables that grow in Shemitah, it's asur. Because even though it grew on its own, but a person may come and say that someone planted it and people are going to learn that you could plant in Shemitah. Except for things that grew in a place where a person clearly doesn't want them. And the Gemara brings a few examples. The first example is what grows in Zdeh Bur. Zdeh Bur is a field which is empty, which is not supposed to be planted. So if you have vegetables growing there, he's not really interested in it, and if it goes on its own, person can enjoy it. The Gemara continues in Amud Beis, because they're near a field that was plowed. Again, we don't have anything to grow on that time. Another example, Besode Cheren, in a field where you have a vineyard growing. He doesn't want to have any seeds growing over there. According to Reb Chaim, you have here another gear, so the Gemara adds one more example, Besode Zera. A field that grows seeds, some type of seeds, some type of grain, and now something else is growing, which ruined the original grain. So that's something that clearly the person does not want. So as the Gemara, according to this, why don't you say that there's an exception to this rule? When you have a tilton field and you have grass growing there, the other person is happy with it. The fact that we didn't exclude this from the list, when a person has a certain type of grain, certain type of seed growing, he doesn't want anything else to grow there. Even in a sod tilton, he doesn't want to have grass growing there. So that argues what we said in the previous daf. Says the Gemara of Yosi, Milsad Rabbi Yochanan Misayali. Rabbi Yosi says, Rabbi Yochanan works with me that I said that a person does want to have the grass with the tilton. What's the story? Maisa Be'echo, there was a story, Shalakach, Yorko Shalgino Minagoy. A person took vegetables from a goy. Also, Shal Rabbi Yochanan, give me an answer, Rabbi Yochanan. Omolei Tsevela Koit Ulefia Shuk Mechor. So the story is that one bought from a goy a field with kilaim. So told him, Rabbi Yochanan, fast go and sell the vegetables, because if you're going to leave the vegetables growing in this field, and you're going to enjoy the kilaim, you're not going to be able to enjoy them anymore. So immediately after you buy from the goy, separate the kilaim and sell them in the market. Says the Gemara, you see, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Vatarin, we learned earlier, V'chen mokom ha-gronos shalube minim arbe, we saw before, a place of gronos, a place where you have piles of grain, and some items mistakenly were grown. You say everybody knows that nobody's interested in growing anything and planting anything in a place of the gronos. So it's clearly not kilaim in that case. So says the Gemara, the same thing over here. When a person buys a field from a goy, everybody knows he didn't plant it. It's something that's obvious that he doesn't really mean it. Answers the Gemara, there, it's a place where everybody knows nobody wants to plant anything in the place of the gronos. But here, nobody, not everybody knows this person bought the field from a goy. So says the Gemara, now we're coming to the proof regarding the sod tilton. For Yassim, I asked the question, kanasur mishum gezel, kamutur mishum gezel. There's a very big difference between mokum gronois and the vegetables in the field. The mokum gronois, nobody wants to plant theirs. If something was planted, someone could take it. There's no gezel taking these vegetables that were planted because nobody's interested in that. But when someone buys from a goy a field that has two minim in it, the owner wants both. Nobody could take it. If anybody takes it, that's gezel. It's a big difference. Here you want the thing that's planted. Here you don't want the thing that's planted. How can you compare the two things and bring a question from here to there? So you see from here, what's the raya? You see, we're not asking from the case of the gronos where there are nechanami. Nobody wants anything planted. We're asking for the next case of the Mishnah, the case of the sode tilton, the field of the tilton where there someone does want the grass growing. So you see, in our Mishnah, there's one case where we're happy with what's growing. What's the case? It can't be the gronos case. It has to be the tilton case. You see from here, right, here's a proof that at least in one case of the Mishnah, which is probably the case of tilton, a person does want the grass to grow with the tilton. So continues the Gemara after Zayin Amud Aleph and says, no, that's not a good raya. You're right. You could have gone and answered that there's a big difference. In this place, you're chai mishum gezel, here you're not chai mishum gezel. That's why vegetables that grew in the gronos, it's not a problem of kilayim, but vegetables that are in a field of a goy that was bought from a goy is kilayim because then you can't take it. You could answer that. But he answered something else. Rabbi Yochanan had a different answer to answer. He answered that in mokum gronos, the mokum is muichiach, in the field of the goy, not everybody knows it was bought from a goy. When you have multiple answers, you can answer one of them. That's like Gemara says, Kaidoma avimi, ashirim ayu b'tshuvos. They had many answers. They were rich with answers. They pick one of them. Oyevo, you could say, Kaidoma avnos, like Avnos said, Kainishtiz betrayin taimim, fu moisif chad minayin. A person has two explanations, and he gives one of them. The fact that Birch did not say the differentiation that you want to say, that here is also shugezel, here is mutter shugezel, doesn't prove that also by us there is a case where a person does want the grass to grow with a tilton. Could be that a person does not want the grass to grow with a tilton. So why did Rabbi Yochanan answer this answer? He had something else to answer. And it's fine, sometimes you answer only one of multiple answers. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Kilayim Daf Tesvov.